Hello there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals who are all loved and welcomed in this place. We are at Star Wars Celebration 2022. I'm your host, Charlie Ashby, and joining me, as always, is my beloved co-host, Nikki Kumar.
Hi!
And Claire, the bomb stribbling.
I'm the bomb. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
If you're listening, FBI, this is innocent.
No cats were killed in the making of this podcast yet.
What the fuck, Charlie?
Huh?
No cats were killed?
Yeah, like cool cats, like 50 speak for cool kids like you.
Okay.
Charlie's talking about how he's going to destroy that pussy.
Yeah. Oh! Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the...
So if you haven't watched The Bad Batch yet...
I like to fuck. Welcome to the Imperial Sound Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Ashby. Chris Swift is with us. He's staring at me, giving me daggers. We got Lauren Romo.
Hi, bye.
Low row.
Look at Nikki knows my name.
We are at the Marriott. We are drinking. We are having a fun time. And we are going to have a blast today.
No,
gobbledygook. I mean, it's been, what, 4 days of celebration so far?
Three, technically.
It's been so many 3 days of celebration, it's been four.
We all have third day brain.
Third day brain equals 4 day heart. Claire, what have you been doing?
I'm so tired that I'm going to be honest with you, I don't quite remember. Going to some panels, I played the Star Wars Hunters game.
How was that?
I'm not going to lie to you. It was actually really... I'm not a gamer. I'm not a huge gamer, even though I do our Twitch. Go follow our Twitch, which is what makes it great. It was really fun. When that comes out, go get it. It was super fun. It's kind of clunky on mobile.
Would you say it's McClunky?
It's McClunky on mobile. Good joke. I like that. Respect. But definitely go get it on Switch if you have Switch.
Okay.
I don't. It was amazing. It was actually really fun.
Oh, so good, though.
I'm really glad that I, on a whim, signed up for it. So
when you... So I immediately thought it was a panel about the games. So I was like, I'm not really interested. But when you told me you was actually playing it, I was like, oh, okay, that seems a bit more fun than...
It was fun. It was really fun. And all of the characters have, like, interesting and unique ways. And it's like, you play online with other people, Star Wars Hunters. And it was fun. It was fun. And there's lots of cool moves and stuff. And
very cool. Yeah. Nikki, what's been your favorite part of Celebration so far?
My favorite part of Celebration, obviously, seeing all the amazing people come to Celebration.
Yes.
Am I right?
Absolutely. We are surrounded by the creme de la creme of people.
Yeah. The people.
Yeah. I was going to go a bit further and be like Star Wars, but no, it's true.
No, people.
We've got Chris fucking Swift here.
Christopher Swift.
He's the man who writes incredible content. And... it's beautiful. Chris, say hello.
Go fuck yourselves.
As you can see, he's a man of few words.
Few words, but powerful.
Powerful words. Very powerful.
Profound.
I believe he's quoting Lincoln, right?
Yeah.
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 The famous Gettysburg Address. The after dark Gettysburg Address. Where he was like, 47 years ago, I fucked your mom. And I'm gonna shit all over your army. Go fuck yourself. Hallelujah. Let's get this bread, General Grant. And that's how the Union won. And that's how we prevailed.
Fantastic. I love to get a history lesson at Celebration. For me, I think there's been so many amazing moments at Celebration. We've had shots tonight to celebrate our good friend Daniel's birthday.
Happy birthday, Daniel. Kennedy.
We shall speak to him at some point, I'm sure. So many amazing stuff. Get to hang out with Alden, which is great. What was that, Chris?
I didn't say anything.
Chris disagrees.
What the record show.
Listen, I had to room with him. So you want to fucking hear who's sick of him? You want to know who? Me. I don't hear any judgment from you people about it.
Let the record show. Chris hates Alden Diaz. Twitter beef begin now.
I'm going to go back on Twitter just to tweet mean things at Alden.
Chris is going to reactivate an account just to block Alden.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll never log on again. Yeah. I have one blocked account.
And it's deserved.
Yes, absolutely.
Alden doesn't even make his bed.
Alden doesn't make his bed, and it drives me fucking bonkers. And let me tell you something else about Alden, and this is private information, but I'm going to share it anyway. When he sleeps, this man makes the most god-awful death sound
that
I have ever heard in my life. Like, you would think you need to call for help that this man was suffocating. But instead, it's just how he sounds when he sleeps. It keeps me up all goddamn night. And I try to be nice about it and say, no, it was no big deal. But it's fucking awful. Awful.
So you're having a good celebration, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time. Thanks for asking.
Look, we all know Alden Diaz is pro-thread. But he's anti-thread count, the way he takes care of those bed sheets.
Dissing hour. I mean, yeah, you know.
I can't wait for him to listen to this.
He won't.
Yeah, he won't. We're kidding. Let's be real. Alden will listen to this podcast as many times as I've listened to his podcast, which is never.
Oh.
What? That's not true. I listened to the episode I was on because that was important. But other than that.
Oh, no.
I don't listen to podcasts, though. I really don't. I don't like them.
It's really good you're on. Bars.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I like to be
we'll
on them.
At least one listener out of it, guaranteed.
I like to hear myself talk, obviously.
I mean, I don't listen to anything.
Yeah.
I don't listen to our stuff. Yeah, yeah. Like, I was there when the magic was made. I don't need to relive. Yeah.
You don't cite the deep magic to me, which I was there when it was written.
Thank you, Aslan. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's normal.
Yeah.
It's like actors. Actors are like, I hate watching my movies, right? Like, I was there. I don't need to. Selfie break.
We are taking a selfie.
For the audio-only people, selfie. Chris looks like a maniac.
Right, you guys keep talking. I'm going to get a guest.
And Charlie's leaving.
I'm going to go find a guest. Oh shit, what do we do?
We
now?
Have a guest!
We have one!
We have a guest.
Oh shit, someone wants to talk to us. Hi.
Guess joining me. Us is
Allie.
Hi,
Twitter
Allie.
Twitter geek Allie on Twitter. I'll have to approve you before you can follow me.
That's fair.
And honestly, like, she deserves to be picky for many, many reasons. Also because she's a gorgeous, stunning, amazing queen who is cooler than all of you.
Thank you.
Like, cooler than all of you. I'm sorry, listeners.
It's fine.
I only speak the truth.
So what are we talking about, friends?
How's your celebration going?
Yeah. Celebration's great, but I am exhausted, and after day 3, I'm calling it quits. I'm going home because I'm tired, but right now I'm drinking scotch and living my best life.
Cheers, Meneers.
Cilantro.
So, Ali, tell us about our experiences in Disneyland.
So I'm a slut for Kylo Ren, not gonna deny it. And so I was like, you know what, I'm in Galaxy's Edge and they love character here, so I'm gonna be the character. So we got on Rise of the Resistance and the First Order invaded, and I was like, I volunteer, and some bastard Imperial was like, you don't get a choice. I'm like, okay, ho, whatever. And so we walk in and they're like, go stand on gray, and there's another Imperial officer. I'm like, well, here's my opportunity to be the dick pig I am. And I said, is there any way that I could, like, join the harem for the Supreme Leader? And they're like, what would he want with you? And I immediately said, have you seen my hair? Because I have great hair.
You do.
And then the same person who was like, you don't get a choice, like, hit me, or didn't hit me, but, like, pushed me away.
Whoa, exclusive.
And this podcast is pro-choice.
Yeah. Pushed me away with their clipboard, and I didn't get to be a dick pig on that ride again. But when we were on when we were on the Millennium Falcon ride that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, Smuggler's Run.
Yeah, Smuggler's Run. I kept yelling at the levels below us, don't come up here. Don't come up here. And someone eventually said why, and I really wanted to yell because I'm naked, but there were kids around.
And much to our chagrin, Ali was not naked.
I was not naked.
Yeah.
And my
kids
abs,
gotta learn. Kids gotta learn something.
My abs are spectacular. People were really missing out.
We all missed out. And here's the thing. The good thing about a first order orgy.
Yeah.
You don't have to clean up because the cum shots will never hit you.
Oh, no.
The stormtroopers are just trying to shoot. And you're like, please, on my face. And
but they never aim.
Yeah, they can't aim. You're like, look, my beautiful hair that I'm trying to advertise here. Come on, shower, shower me.
Only and, imperial cum shots are so and, precise.
Imperial and, bukkake.
And FN, no balls. He can't hit him. And it's unfortunate.
What? I left for like 5 minutes. What the fuck is going on?
Look, this is pretty standard Imperial Senate that discussion. That discourse.
This is why I don't listen.
This is the discourse we have on the Senate floor.
But I didn't push up my boobs when Kylo Ren appeared, and I really regret it.
Regerts right there.
Because I was going to be like, tits out for the boys.
Yeah.
If anybody has ever seen Jamay, Private School Girl, you'll know all about
tits
out for the boys.
I do know tits out for the
tits
boys.
Tits out for the boys.
Those
tits out for the boys.
They belong to me.
Yeah.
Those nipples, they're mine.
Jesus.
No, I am really, like, this was the first Star Wars character that I was ever sexually attracted to, so I'm ready for another one.
Well, not lumpy.
Bring it on.
Not my gay.
Look who it is.
Hey!
Gang just walked by, just been gave a blast points. But lovely, wonderful people who also appreciate
Slush. They are also Star Wars dick pics.
Dick pics?
Sometimes you gotta
be. They are, or what?
They are Star Wars dick pics. We are all Star Wars dick pics.
So, Ali, in your Star Wars wank bank, who's number one? You got Kylo?
Kylo Ren.
Okay.
You know, I never had a crush on Obi-Wan or Anakin growing up.
Okay.
But you still do it.
I would hit Obi-Wan before I hit Anakin, just because I, yeah.
Really? Controversial opinion in my opinion.
Yeah.
No. I'm here for
and
it.
Then,
I'm
blast that twink out of the sky.
Jesus. Hold on. I retract that statement. Hux is after Kylo Ren.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a fan of the Ginge.
The Ginge, yeah. No, I kept, when I was...
Ginge for the Minge.
When I was in Dublin, I kept researching bars that Donald Gleason frequented because I was like, this is my time. It is now. But I never saw him.
So, Donald Gleason, if you're listening to this podcast, we know you are.
Follow at Glitter Geek Alley.
Yeah. She's up for
she
it.
Will
I will
allow that follow.
I will.
Single girls in your area want to fuck.
I will.
I don't want to get laid. I just want to fuck Alley.
Jesus.
It's the hair.
It gets everybody.
It's the hair and the accent. Honestly, I could look like shit and my hair could be okay and I could speak like this and people would be like, tell me more.
I can't lie. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, so if you...
And you like big pots. You cannot lie. You like big pots.
I do like big pots.
But, you know... Unfortunately, I can't think of any women in Star Wars that I would bone, but there's women in other forms of media that I would bone.
You wouldn't fuck the old lady from the episode 9 at the end.
No. I'm not attracted to Rey. I'm not attracted to Leia or Padme.
I'm attracted to all of the above. Yeah,
the old lady at the end.
No. But I am the old lady at the end because I crochet.
I didn't like sharing anyway.
Yeah. You want to join us? You want to join us, my friend?
Are you recording?
We are recording. You want to be on the Imperial Senate podcast?
I'm Senate friends. I'm going to skip out, but remember,
maybe.
I am a Star Wars dick pig.
I don't know.
Star Wars dick coming in.
For life.
Coming in.
I took a Sith pick the other day.
From the Holo Chronicles podcast.
What up?
It's got Josh.
Yeah, I'll let her know.
I don't know Josh's last. I don't know your last name. I'm sorry.
I'm Andy. Josh. I had to take Josh back because
that's embarrassing as fuck.
Oh, recorded failure.
had to take Josh back to the room.
He had a fun night. That's good.
How are you, Nikki?
Andy.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Asshole moment.
We also joined.
Hey, speaking of the grass assassin.
I'm sorry.
Friend of the pod, Mel. Say hello.
Oh, you all had a fun night.
Mel, say hello from to hell. The podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
hi.
How's it going?
Good. Real good.
And special guest, Meredith.
Meredith!
I am not a special guest.
Come
oh
speak
gosh.
To the microphone.
You are a very special guest. Hi there. I am not a special guest.
She's
I'm
very
just
special.
Saying that for the record.
Very special.
No, we don't get many guests. Everybody's special.
And we're all special
That's
in our own way.
Fine. Pleasure to be on the podcast. I love this podcast so much, so glad I get to be here.
For all of your audio listeners, which is everybody, I'm blowing Meredith kisses.
We've also got our man, Trey Mitchell.
Trey!
Come around here, Trey. Trey from Skywalking Through the League, which
Boo!
he does with our friend
Boo!
Does with our friend Bootstrap Bill Sheehy.
Bootstrap Bill.
What's up, everyone? I hope Bill Sheehy is having a great time at the wedding that he left Star Wars Celebration to attend right now.
Boo!
See, I was right to boo them.
I just want to know, is Alden Diaz's signature still on Bill's ass? What's the
it
report
is,
on
it
that?
Is. Yeah. Bill left, so I'm sleeping in the bed that he was sleeping in, and his arm was covered in, like, Sharpie that night, and the sheets are, like, red with Sharpie smudge still.
Are you, okay,
are you sure that's Sharpie?
Housekeeping's going to think a murder was committed. Yeah. They're going to think it's blood.
No, it's just Bill Sheehy tattoo Sharpie nonsense
was
going on.
That
good,
was the
good.
Sharpie that you could see. There was a lot of other Sharpie spots that was hiding from his back because Alden signed it. But.
Speaking of fuck Alden Diaz.
This whole podcast has been sucking off.
Trey and I were watching him on the otherwise fantastic Triad of the Force podcast on the podcast stage, but we were playing Alden Diaz bingo.
And is it tapestry?
He hit a few of our favorites.
Mythical was my
Mythical,
favorite.
Mythical, I love, I'm baffled. And there were a few. I can't remember them all, but it's like you know when you hear. I don't think he dropped a tapestry.
Oh.
No, somebody. I don't remember who, but somebody told me he didn't say tapestry the entire panel.
Incredible, probably.
Yeah, but it's like you know him when you hear him, kind of thing. And it was like the bingo sheet.
Let me be. What's he saying?
Let me be clear.
Let me make fundamentally clear.
Literally.
That was a great panel, though.
It was good.
And then our friends Pink Milk were after.
Shout out. Yeah.
I cried at the podcast today.
Shout out to the friends, man.
It was good. It was amazing.
We love Pink Milk.
Yeah.
We want to do a big old COVID-friendly mask smooch on every member of Pink.
We're pro-gay.
Yeah. We are.
As the resident queer person at this table,
whoa.
As well, I know, I'm sorry, not just me, but I would like to say that you are not gay friendly. That is a lie.
You're not gay enough.
I'm not gay enough?
No.
Okay.
I'm not gay enough either. That's what Twitter told me.
Yeah. No.
Twitter said that Claire's not gay enough, so therefore we hate gay people.
Yeah, that's true.
It's more just how you treat me in general. You're not very nice.
Sometimes I think we're too weak for our own good. I think we need to be more woke.
Yeah.
Fuck animation. Long live animation.
Trey, what's been your favorite part of this weird convention?
It's fine.
Besides seeing Alden Diaz have his Alden Diaz isms on the podcast stage, the Kenobi screening was pretty cool. But I think, like, over the last 2 years, like, I've become closer friends with most of you and a lot of people on Star Wars Twitter, and seeing them all in one place after, like, the last 3 years of waiting for this convention has been pretty awesome. And, it's been great seeing everyone. And
it's so true, though, because it's like, there's so many people, especially, that's a long span of time, and relationships evolve and change over time, and it's like, fuck, I cannot believe until this celebration I haven't met you yet.
Yeah. I mean, Scotty Jaro is the one guy for me that I'm like,
Scotty too.
He is exactly
too.
In person
yeah.
the person I thought he would be. God bless his soul right now. He's dressed up as Paul Stanley at the Mosh Eisley. He FaceTimed me and he was full Paul Stanley gear. So
I
hope he's working on the dance floor right now.
I've heard it involves spandex.
and on top of the paint.
He's a lot of chest showing.
I'm so happy.
Lucky people there get to see it.
I feel like I finally got the Scotty seal of approval because he created a bit specific to me.
Oh,
where
which one?
Anytime I'm around, he tells the other person that I'm French. And to which I just say, oui. And then that just continued on for like four or five strangers. So now I'm French.
Oh,
what we gonna have documentation.
Mom's taking pictures.
Mel here drives a Honda Pilot, and she takes us to our soccer games.
We do. Yes,
and she
I
takes
do.
Pictures.
My sweet, sweet children.
How's it going? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just got a kiss from Mom.
Mom handing out the kisses.
Oh, we're getting kisses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That fucking guy.
He's dressed as Paul Stanley right now.
We love you, Scotty kid. No, we love you. We love you. Okay, I'm going.
Should we go on a walk around?
Yeah, I would. Maybe.
Have we concluded the part one?
Part one.
We're going to...
I think we should...
Some... You know, after these messages,
we'll be back with the sweet sounds of the 80s.
With more shithousing.
What type of things do you advertise between segments? Like lightsaber dildos or...
I mean, that's your job primarily.
That's my job primarily?
That's why you're asking. You want that job back.
You're all lightsaber dildo.
Okay,
we'd like
great.
To shove up our ass.
Okay, great.
Up next, interviews.
Thanks for buying that drink. What do I owe you?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's on the Senate.
Nothing.
It's on the Senate.
It's on the Senate tab.
We are back with a very special guest. Wow.
Whoa.
Can you introduce our guest?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by one of the preeminent voices of Star Wars media. None other than, look, I always say, if you had to nuke the entire podcast space, let's save one show and let's make it Force Center.
Absolutely.
We got Ken Knapp talking Force
I got a
Center
list
on.
Of people we can nuke.
Hey, there we go.
He's also got a bowl of mashed potatoes, which means that's my kind of guy right there.
Claire, could you describe what I'm doing so the audience understands?
So he's wearing a purple denim jacket, a beanie, and he's eating a bowl of mashed potatoes, which looks like cheese and chives in
and
these potatoes.
In there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are they? Look fucking good. How
they're
good are,
warm.
They're warm.
This
there's
is,
steams
this
walking on.
This is my
them.
Ice cream.
There we go.
It looks doesn't look like a Pete from Star Wars Minute is over there. And yes. Pete pointed out it looks like a Dodger baseball helmet ice cream.
Hey.
All right.
Probably better.
Since your first time in the Senate, what do you think?
This is so wonderful. This is what I dreamed about. When I told Alden, when he's like, do you want to ever go in Imperial Senate? I said, no. And then,
who's that?
Yeah.
Who's who?
Oh, some guy named Alden Diaz.
Oh.
If you don't know him, just look for the 15.
Is he the guy that has a hat on?
He has a hat, yeah.
We've already trashed him for about 10 minutes.
Oh, good point. Yeah. We love him, really.
Can I give credit to Claire here?
Absolutely.
I needed to buy a drink for a friend. And the bar was a little hectic, and I hate going to bars because Luke Skywalker in the Chaman's Cantina, it frightened me when he tugged on Wu Hare's arm, and Wu Hare was mad at him.
Yeah,
and then he
that.
Got attacked, so I've been afraid of bartenders ever since. I needed a duck blonde beer for my friend having a birthday over here, and I couldn't get it. And Claire, who doesn't know me from Adam, said, I got you.
I do.
That's what heroes are made of.
I'll tell you what, Daniel Kennedy, longtime listener of the show, friend of the show, king of the show.
King of
Champions
the show.
League final loser.
Oh,
I mean.
Bad day. It's a bad day.
I'm sure he'll listen to this afterwards, but we love you, really.
We love you, dude.
Happy birthday, dude.
Yo, it's Lauren Romo of the Galactic Podcast. Could you give me my moment in the spotlight?
No,
I don't get to talk about Star Wars a lot.
I'm gonna ruin your shit. I'm so sorry for swearing.
All right.
No, please do.
Is there a question? Is there a format? What is this?
What has been your favorite moment of celebration this time round?
This is third, but I'll tell you what.
They're only third?
I'm being nice, Romo. No. As always, I'll give you the real answer.
Of course.
It's community. It's the people. We spend so much time during the year fighting over Star Wars, muting and blocking people over Star Wars, that it can hurt your soul. And then you get here and you're rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated.
That's always my favorite part. But other than that, I had a real interesting experience today in the Mando panel, watching the great Ash Crossan just nail the moderation. People love Mando. The people around me in the press area, there's a group of younger fans, like mid-20s, mostly female. And they were like, Mando, yay, Mando. The Rebels stuff came up, and they just lost it. And I was moved, Charlie. Moved, I say.
Moved.
How Rebels brought in a new generation of fans.
We are absolutely a pro-Rebels podcast. It's one of the best things.
Clone Wars was better.
Why don't you check out Rewatch Between Worlds on Octoradio?
Old and out of the podcast.
Hey, that's mine. That's mine, too.
He's on his
way. And we had his co-custody right there.
That's good. Fight for it in court.
And
we at Force Center really appreciate and love to study entry points into Star Wars.
Yeah.
And we are of the older generation that wants to embrace the new, a big theme in Star Wars. So I was really moved by that. So that was my number one. Two, Floor Beers. Three, Imperial Senate Podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I totally agree. What I really appreciate is that it seems now that in the language of Star Wars, the fact that the mural from Rebels is now in live action, but is the shape of the animated style of Rebels suggests that maybe that's Sabine style.
Yeah.
That maybe Rebels itself could potentially be Sabine telling a story to generations later on.
Wow.
Which in itself is kind of beautiful in its own way. And I think that's what is great about the animation and live action debate, because people can argue about that all day long, but I think for me it's just Star Wars. Everything's Star Wars. And that's what's beautiful about it.
Also, I agree. This is also my third favorite part of the wave.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Thanks, Claire.
I got you.
I'm just glad.
Braxium is available on YouTube. Right, Ken, thank you so much for coming on. Do you want to plug your stuff?
Thank you so much. Thank you. This has been the best. She's been the best tonight.
Thank you.
Tip your waitstaff, everyone.
Tip your waitstaff.
First of all, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Appreciate y'all, what y'all do. But when I say what y'all do is talk Alden down off the ledge.
Of course.
From more tweets. I don't want to speak for Joseph, but if you want to, you know, Joseph's right there.
Are you letting the mashed potatoes go to your head? Is this this is being recorded? I think we can get actual audio of Ken eating mashed potatoes. I think we can hear the sounds.
We're gonna open our show for years.
It's Foley.
It's sexy, is what it is.
Yeah.
This is an absolute incredible Ken Napzok ASMR.
Mashed potato king.
And it's free. No Patreon bonus for this.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go. Delicious.
Okay.
Look at that. Thank you so much. Let's go.
Wait. I didn't plug my stuff.
Okay, go.
You can find me at Force Center Pod. And you can also find me at That Alden Diaz.
thank you so much. We'll see you later. And we are back with the Imperial Senate Podcast. We are joined by a very special guest. Nikki, do you want to introduce?
Okay, we are back here on the Imperial Senate Podcast with my longtime friend and all-around perfect human being, Mr. Clint E. Anderson, formerly of Cancel the Apocalypse and Tokyo Soul on KVRX 91.7 FM. So, Clint, we're going to ask you, how has your celebration gone?
So, as always, celebration has been exhausting, but, like, totally worth the exhausting experience, right? Like, waking up, like, early in the morning to get in line, to be able to get into panels, but then, you know, sitting in this line and being like, why did I do this? And then you actually get into the panel and you're like, all right, that's why I did this. And it's like on repeat, like day after day after day, it's like that. And then every time it's always worth it. So
absolutely perfect. What would be your favorite celebration moment of 2022?
favorite celebration moment of 2022 probably was, it has to be the Lucasfilm Showcase. That was just such like a strong beginning. Like they threw everything at you, right? All at once. And it really kind of set the tone of the whole thing of like, all right, this is going to be a lot these next 4 days. And I don't know. I think they really nailed that. Like that was a really good start.
I absolutely agree. I think the Tamora Morrison, Daniel Logan conversation was really great as well. But yeah, there's been so much cool stuff this year. I think we're really grateful just to sort of just hang out again.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we did the Star Wars night at Disneyland. Like, that was a cool experience. You know, most of the people there were from Celebration, so it was almost like you had the park to Star Wars fans, too. That was, like, almost like the cherry on top of the Celebration cake of sorts. So, really excited. It's been a good Celebration so far.
Fantastic. Nikki is talking.
All right. So another guest here on the show. We're gonna go swing it over to the one and only of no podcast. Actually, I think she has been on maybe CO Bibble's Babble or the Bubble podcast. Why two Bubble? many named podcasts. The one and only Kelsey Harmon of Austin, Texas.
That's me.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, we're going around asking everyone the general question, but I got a more specific one for you because this is your first Star Wars Celebration.
Woo!
Thank you. So I want to ask you, what is the most, I guess, most standout aspect, maybe something you weren't expecting or something you're just most surprised by going to Star Wars Celebration?
Oh, I really enjoyed Tamora Morrison and Dave Filoni's senses of humor, because you can't really get that, I don't know, I felt like Celebration, and it's the first time I'd seen, like, people being really personable and authentic, and it was really, really cool.
Very mischievous.
Yes.
Can I say something briefly? I've been very mean to everybody on this podcast so far tonight, but I'm going to be nice to Kelsey because she sings High School Musical with me when we watch it together, and other people don't.
Okay. Can we stop interviewing Chris because we're out with the old and in with the new?
Nikki, I don't know. I love that you've insulted me with High School Musical lyrics. This is the greatest moment of my life, and I love you.
So, back with that, goodbye, skies of gray, hello, skies of blue. Kelsey, please. Please come back on.
A dip in the pool, a trip to the spa?
Yeah, we are by a pool, so don't tempt us. We're going to start asking for these waiters to bring us towels and shit, and as long as they're from Turkey.
Speaking of getting wet.
Reed!
I'm so happy that that's my transition. Hello, everybody. You know, it's funny. When I did y'all's live show back in 2019, in the before times, I talked about how horny Star Wars Celebration Chicago was. And I really wanted to say that it's like Star Wars Celebration Anaheim is more wholesome than horny because we're seeing each other for the first time. And I realized it's not horny because we're so wholesome. It's not horny because it's like people forgot how to be horny. Have you noticed that? Like, because being horny was only happening.
Only
because
I wasn't around you.
Well, because, like, being horny was, like, and COVID was, like, having an OnlyFans account. And that was transactional. It was not, like, non-transactional horniness. And I was really hoping that, you know, and transactional horniness is so infiltrated. The Star Wars mainstream, which is fine. I mean, people are making money by being in this game, and I salute that. You know, a lot of people here and people unable to show up. But, you know, it's like, where's the free horniness? And we're starting to get that back ever so slightly. You know, it's one step at a time.
I'm horny right now.
There we go. I mean, I think we're definitely in, like, this is a pre-liquor conversation. If a post-liquor conversation, maybe something will come out.
I'm stone cold sober, so there we go.
And that's what we got Chris for. But no, I will go on one classic Reed tangent based on something I saw. And this was really upsetting. And Chris, I'm glad you're here for this. You didn't hear this today.
I'm leaving.
So I saw a cosplay couple. with some dangerous implications, all right? They were two elderly adults. I'd say he was probably in his 60s, and she was in his 50s. Don't worry, it wasn't anything too bad. But he was dressed as Force Awakens Han Solo. He was holding hands and then smooching Last Jedi Haldo. So we're seeing that Han left Leia for her quirky purple hair best friend. And I think it all makes sense.
I'd read that book.
I mean, it, you know, the thing is, because let me tell you, like, Leia's prim and proper, and she's like, I want to go to the Halcyon. I want $4,000 a night. But Haldo's ready to, like, get rough and tumble in, like, the purple hay barrel patch or whatever that's all about. And I think that's why this happened. So, you know, I think that when Ben, like, turned darker, everything became Kylo Ren, that was the convenient answer for how their relationship ended. But I think, like, Han was after Haldo the whole time, and we're finding out about it.
And who could blame her? I mean, it's Laura Dern.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The biggest mistake in the first Jurassic Park was, you know, Alan Grant not logging that down. And we see in Jurassic Park 3, we're switching franchises now, that they have that near-miss moment of sadness and everything. And, you know, because she knows, like, dinosaur anatomy that could have gotten sexual in a certain way. Speaking of, you know, dinosaur anatomy and sexuality, I can't wait to see. I know we lost our beautiful dinosaur Mohawk character in Obi-Wan Episode 2. You know,
R.I.P.
R.I.P. indeed. And the question is, does he have a working cloaca or not? Or is it just free hanging? You know, those are the questions I hope the Visual Encyclopedia answers.
A lost Pueblo.
Yeah, and you know, like, is there a separate puppeteer for that appendage? Because, you know, the whole idea is these puppeteers, there's multiple people working on it. You know, and is it someone we know? Is it someone famous? You know.
Could be, yeah, or voiced by someone famous.
Voiced by someone famous. It's like, you know, it's like Owen Wilson was shooting Loki.
Wow!
And came over to work the dinosaur penis puppet while his brother, Luke, I guess, did on stage to make the ah! No, or does it make a noise? I don't even remember. Nikki! Mohawk dinosaur. Does he make a noise at all?
Who?
The Mohawk dinosaur.
Yeah, he makes a few noises.
He makes a few noises.
Yeah, especially when he dies.
Okay, that's what I thought. So we're saying that's Luke Wilson, and Owen Wilson is working the penis.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Reed. We'll see you next time. On the Imperial Sant podcast.
With Paul Stanley.
Here I am. I'm the most important person down here. Is this your radio? Give me this motherfucker. Well, let's talk. You and me. All right. Here we are, hanging out at the Marriott. We sitting here in the back porch. We're dreaming of our Twitter friends. We're dreaming of all the people that we know and love. Paul's experience is trying to achieve euphoria. And to be happy and to learn to live in the moment and to make sure that all things are respectable and decent for Charlie and Claire and Nicholas. But I think it's most important that we establish love and what love really means and what love can find us. My voice is so shot, but I know this is coming from the heart, okay? We can't be rude. We can't be evil. We gotta be kind to one another. We gotta realize what love is and where love can manifest. I just know that love is truly love when it's coming from Charlie Ashby. All right, I'm gonna stop playing now, that's okay. What do I do, Mr. Charlie?
So, Scotty.
That's right. It's Paul.
Oh, sorry, Paul. I get confused between faces. What has been your favorite memory of Celebration 2022?
Part of it is this conversation right now. I'm talking to this midget, and he's so handsome, and he's got a funny voice. He must be from hell.
Absolutely. And what are you looking forward to in Star Wars as a whole? Like, what's your...
Smoking Dr. Zaius.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Alden Diaz is a wonderful person. And Michael McCoy has sex with a troglodyte.
Thank you. We are back with our favorite guest, Emperor Melpatine. She begged us to record her.
I did.
Mel, it's your first celebration. What do you think?
I have no opinions on that.
Brilliant. We'll be back in a minute. And we are back with another guest recording. Nikki, do you want to introduce our amazing guest?
Let me talk about this guy. So, this is a brave man because he has stepped into a den of longhorns.
Oh, no. I didn't know this. Okay, sorry. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Put that back up.
Big hand sign.
But how can we not love this Aggie? It is the man from Talking Bay 94. We got Brandon here on the show.
Hello, everybody. Whoa. I was not expecting it to be happening right now. You were like, we're going to a corner, and you're like, what if we turn this on at this very moment? Hello, everybody.
How is it going?
It's going very well. It's great to be with you both. It's great to have been running into y'all all weekend. It's always made my entire hour every time I see y'all. But I'm doing great. I won't get into specifics because of I don't know what content rating your podcast is.
We do fucking anything. We want to know what your favorite moment of celebration has been. You did a live podcast.
Yes.
Which had Matt Martin on. That must have been pretty cool.
It was very cool having a live podcast and having Matt Martin. That was not the best part of Celebration, though. It was not. The best part of Celebration was when John Williams played one note of the Raiders theme, and then I had like a guttural, like almost threw up, thinking what was going to happen, and then it ended, and then Frank Marshall and James Mangold came out, and I was like, this is good. And then I did not see Harrison Ford come out, and then I stood up and just, like, screamed, and then I had to sit back down immediately because I was about to just, like, pass out. And that was great. That was the best because I almost died.
It's Harrison Ford, and him and Ewan felt very much in the sense of open, emotional, just... I love this, like, sort of... traditionally, we see conventions as like the nerd spaces, and I think what we see more often recently is that this is actually just a chamber of love.
Yeah.
And I think seeing like Hayden, Ewan, Harrison, we get to see that a bit more. We get to see a bit more emotion, so it was nice to see him sort of tear up a little bit.
Okay, I'm so glad you brought that up because I thought I was the only one clocking that Harrison was. It's good to see you. He was like kind of crying, and I was like, what is happening to Harrison Ford? Why is he crying? Very good. It was very good. And, anyway, it's been, I think that's a great way to put it. Again, we've been so far apart for so long. And like, I mean, you more than anyone far apart for, you know, like, and yeah, like, we're absolutely. All here, and it's just like walking around and like seeing people that like we interact with every day and like fuck around with every day is just fantastic.
It's a dream come true.
It's just a wonderful feeling. And I think that's something to not take for granted.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, you know.
We will have you on properly, I'm sure.
That's what I was to say. Do it when I don't have a... Actually, I'll probably still have a whiskey in my hand when you have me on the show properly. But anytime, please let me know.
Perfect. Right, we'll be back in a minute. See you in a second. And we are back. Claire, you want to talk to our guest?
I'm going to be honest. We are sitting here at the bar waiting for a drink with...
This is more dick pics.
Hi, I'm Tommy. Really excited to be here. Just trying to make connections and make friends. It's a hot spot. I review Marriott bars. I'm also a bit of a tastemaker in my own life. I don't know if you've heard of Budweiser. That was me.
Incredible. Tommy, what has been your favorite moment of celebration thus far?
So my card cleared at a Denny's yesterday. I bought breakfast for my friend. Card went through. No decline with the tip. Pretty money. That was pretty money. God, I hugged Tamora Morrison. But that's just, you know, that's just a Tuesday for the team, man. Honestly, the Denny's card clearing, though, was number one. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, we'd love to see a good Denny story on the Imperial Snap podcast, and we'll be back pretty soon with more stories to tell you. Back in a bow.
Okay, I got more.
And we are back at Star Wars Celebration. And I am about to talk to the Blast Points guys. Introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Jason from Blast Points. My voice is very hoarse. We are here at the bar. What's going on, Charlie? What's happening?
I'm doing very well, and I want to know, what is your favorite moment of Star Wars Celebration 2022?
Oh my God, there's so many. The panel, the Lucasfilm panel, the Obi-Wan Kenobi screen. No, I know what it is. It's all the people that have come up to us and told us that they listen to the show, how much they love listening to the show. It brings us so much joy. It makes what we do so much worth it. It's just, it's incredible. And yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and we love it.
It's amazing. Yeah, I've seen a lot of Brew Crew shirts.
The Brew Crew shirts are the biggest hit in the world. Look at this. Look what we got right here.
Look at this. We have a Brew Crew shirt with the fantastic, amazing Bonnie Pierce. We love her. We respect her. She's the best. And we are looking forward to seeing more of her, hopefully, in Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus. Look at that. Incredible. Absolutely amazing.
Charlie, let me ask you, what's been your favorite part of Celebration? So
you're the first person who asked me that. I might have to say my favorite moment of Celebration might have to be just everyone coming together, hanging out, celebrating. My first time at Disneyland this time.
Wow.
Which is like pretty great.
What did you think of Disneyland?
Exceptional. Like, it's the most magical place on earth. You can't make it up.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's the original.
Yeah, like the closest we get, like Legoland is obviously fucking incredible. But the closest we get is like Cadbury's Land, which is nothing, it's just chocolate factory. It's Disney.
It's Disney.
It's Mickey Mouse. You know, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. There's so much history in that place.
And there's so much incredible Star Wars stuff. Rise of Resistance was incredible. Ridiculous, like... Matt Wood did an incredible Kylo Ren impersonation.
Wait. Matt Wood did a what impersonation?
Matt Wood plays Kylo Ren.
Oh, yes, Kylo Ren. Yes.
And I absolutely believe that was Adam Driver.
Well, I think that's really true. Yeah.
He was incredible. We love him. He's General Grievous. He's the droid army. And I'm sure he'll be so many others. But yes, that was definitely a highlight. I think for me as well, just getting to watch the Kenobi episodes a bit earlier than anyone else.
I still have my wristband on.
Me too. We're team wristbands.
I won't take it off.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor is here somewhere. Fingers crossed we get to interview him. I doubt it, but it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
Incredible. It's been an incredible weekend. I hope it never ends, but it has to end. But it's going to keep going on in our hearts.
Absolutely. Do you want to plug where people can find you?
BlastPointsPodcast.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a minute.
Thank you, Charlie.
Busty British band.
And we are back with Alden Diaz of the Octo Radio podcast.
What's going on, kids?
Penis.
Thank you, Reed. You said that? So, I heard Ken Napsok was on before me. I just want to say that that's my boy. I know he talks a lot of shit, but he's good people. What are we talking about on this episode?
Oh, your favorite thing about Celebration, I think was the question.
Oh, marijuana.
California, baby.
Y'all still up there?
What the fuck is up, baby?
You guys still up there?
No, we actually are sitting right over there.
You're sitting over there?
Mm-hmm.
You brought the food down?
Yeah. We don't want everyone eating it, though.
But is it right there in the corner?
Yeah, go sit over there. Alright, what the fuck is up?
Hey, Scotty.
Here we are. We're sitting here having a good time. recording a tape. I'm eating some. I found it on the ground. They're very damn good. It's fucking hot. Feel how hot that is.
I can confirm. That's just hot. I mean, it's a hot cookie.
It's a hot cookie. Feel how hot that is, Nikki. It's
a hot fucking cookie.
Really fucking hot.
That's the type of cookie. It's the hot cookie. You know, when you're walking on Venice Beach and you see that type of hot, it's that hot. You know.
I found this on Venice Beach.
You found that cookie? No, I'll tell you. You find the best cookies on Venice Beach, but you know. They take it a whole another world. Oh, man. There's a needle poking out of that, so be careful.
Hey, a needle. All right, this is Charlie's phone. Charlie, it's me. I'm here. Is it your phone?
I got your phone.
What's your phone?
Howdy, partners. I'm Scotty. I'm from the South. I'm just as Kiss, which is a band from the 1970s. If you see me around these parts, you may find me very good.
Wait, I got an idea. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to do my best British accent. You do your best Texas accent, and we see who wins. I don't know to win. Okay, Texas accent, go.
Howdy there, man. Howdy there, Lightning. It's me, Lightning McQueen. Wow. Hey, Mater. Wow. Yeah, great, Mater. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's a tough one to follow because, you know, Owen Wilson went to the University of Texas, so it counts. I'm going to try to do Spice Girl Mel B. Spice Girl Mel B. I did pick a black British woman to play as a white American man. I was going to pick a northern English accent here. When you're working rough... In Durham, you're Geordie. That's not a Geordie story. I don't know. I'm not being Mel B anymore. I don't, because I'm a white American. I'm not gonna be a white American. You have to be working rough in the North. A Northman has that hook to it. Yeah, hook. Just walk down the street and see a hooker. From the duck.
Wait, north.
Wait, okay, give Nikki your Texas accent. This is his Texas accent right here.
Yeehaw! I am Nikki, and I think that was great. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, how did it trip?
And we are back with the Imperial Fair Podcast. Scotty Jero,
how you doing? It's me, Scotty Jero. We're back again.
Would you like to introduce your fiance?
She's beautiful. Look, hold on.
Hi.
Nice
Bruce.
To meet you, Kay. High five.
A pleasure. Nice to meet you in person. Go Tigers.
That's right.
That's what
Tigers.
I have to contribute.
That's right.
How does it feel to be romantically entangled with the sexiest Star Wars bachelor ever known to man?
Well, I've never been sexually entangled with you.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. God damn. What do you think about that, Scotty?
You know what? I never had sex before either. Usually just with my hands.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be back in a minute with our sponsor, Squarespace. For when you need to wank...
Heard it.
Right, so... as we record this, none of us have listened to... Well, I have listened to bits of that episode. We didn't record an outro because I got really pissed and didn't. As you can probably hear, you can barely hear most of the audio from the show because I'm holding it in my hand and I'm not very steady. So, yeah, that was fun.
I hope.
Look, you can choose to dive in or not, but we did warn you, sort of.
Yeah, well, we promised you a good time. We didn't say that you would have it. We promised a good time, we just didn't say that you would have it.
Let me tell you, it felt great doing it.
It was good. It was good stuff.
Ken Knapsack. I also want to take a moment, a sober moment, to apologize to both Josh and Andy of the Hollow Chronicles podcast, because that is something that I remembered very vividly, despite the alcohol. So, sorry, guys.
Oh, you mean when Mel
I know
tried
who
to
you
kill
are
someone?
Now. No, I got the name wrong.
I remember that.
So bad.
That was funny.
I feel bad.
That was funny.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't. I feel bad. I like those
guys.
Okay,
but you have to believe me. It was funny watching it.
I bet it was.
Yeah. I mean, no regrets, basically.
No regrets.
Things were said.
If it makes you feel better, Claire, I don't remember.
Oh, I have no doubt that you don't remember, my dude.
Oh, boy.
You were my roomie. I got to experience that the whole walk home.
Look, I'll say this, okay? Like, it was my holiday. The thing about Celebration is, you know, there's a time to handle your liquor, and there's a time to not. And I think for me, not seeing you guys for a few years, I just wanted to let loose. But I was thinking, you know what? I would love to get crazy, but I'm gonna be really respectful. I'm gonna be very, I'm gonna be, you know, on my good best behavior. And then Ash Crossan shows up with shots.
Yep.
And then I was like, well,
that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. It was a good day.
It was a good day. It was a fun night.
Yeah. Saturday was good. Them things slinging. Respectfully.
Unless you're
banned.
But it was a good day. It really was.
And also shout out to everyone who got a sticker from us. ISP stickers. We've got a bunch left. If anyone wants any, just message us.
Just wait till next Celebration.
All that.
True.
You'll get some.
They'll be there as well.
But yeah, and shout out to everybody who came on and talked nonsense with us, and everybody who got some drinky drink on. Shout out to you for being the real ones. And yeah, I mean, it'll be fun to see when the next live from Celebration will be. Hopefully
yes.
Next year.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. We need all three of us back. Also, shout out to Nikki for the Instagram live video.
Shaming all of us for not being there.
my shit show live.
It was great.
Shit show live.
Watched that at the airport. I was like, when did this happen?
Yeah, it happened at like midnight. Midnight to 12:30 on the last, as COVID was taking my body.
Oh no.
So there we go. Yeah, Instagram live. It's fun stuff.
Well,
hashtag content.
Hashtag content, indeed.
Content lives.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this mad, crazy episode. If you did listen to it, we've also got another episode, which is like an accompanying podcast where we actually do talk properly about Celebration and Kenobi and all that jazz. But until next Celebration, see ya.
Bye.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Okay.